the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Be sad about the news. What news, you ask? The news that you will not be able to listen to your favorite local AM political talk show, The American Adversaries at Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL till next year. Okay, that's 2 days away before we come back. But don't be sad. It is a night to party. And, of course, the best New Year's Eve party will be tonight at Cafe Positano's. Here's Christopher Hart to tell you more.
All right. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Lair Adams. That's right, folks. We'll be up there 9 o'clock on to welcome in the new year at Cafe Positano, right up the street here, 4 miles west of I-4 on State Road 436. If you haven't made a reservation now, that book is full. But you can still come on out. I'm sure they'll find some place for you. You know, there's a patio area out there. They have a bar. Come on down and join us if you don't have other plans. If you do, we certainly hope that you enjoy wherever you are for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people there for dinner that they're going to want to head on home before. So it's going to open up. Don't feel bad if it's crowded when you first get there. Give it a try.
The reservation book is full, but that doesn't mean that you can't come on down. But that's where we'll be tonight, and we certainly hope that you folks will be safe and sound and have a glorious new year as well. That's right. That is Lair Adams. I am Christopher Hart, and we're joined today by a couple more of our compadres, and that would be, of course, our executive producer, Nostradamus.
Is it Sunday again already?
Wow.
If only we had 3 hours, and of course, Johnny Guns is with us this afternoon, too. Hey, Johnny.
I'm in the Carl Jackson seat.
That's right. You in Carl's seat.
But he's not here usually during the week. So
Carl would want me to tell you not to have any accidents in that chair.
Too late.
Okay. All right. As I said, folks, we are here. We are live, and you can be a part of the show, too. 407-774-8255. And just give us a call if you'd like to be a part of today's show. And I tell you what, we've got a couple of tickets to the Repertory Theater. You know, they've had a great run with this Rudolph play down there. It was sold out through Christmas.
And they're still showing it.
Yeah, so sometime during the show, we'll give away a VIP pass or two. You still got time to see Rudolph. Plus, these are good for the rest of the season. There are three or four more plays, great plays coming up. Of course, that's at Lock Haven Park downtown.
And folks, this is the play, the reenactment of the animated Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with Burl Ives and all that everybody loves.
That's right. So you still have a chance to see that. As I said, we'll give those tickets away here a little bit later on in the show. But we've got a special treat that I want to run in the first segment of tonight's show. If you were listening Sunday night, you heard this, but it's really good. And you may have missed some of the stuff because even though it's over 3 minutes long, it seemed like about 1 minute when I listened to it. And it is the year in review? Or the year-end review? Which is it?
I think it could go either way.
Okay, this will go either way. It's a bi-review of the year. So, Nick, if it's ready, this is produced by our very own Johnny Guns, and it is audio clips of the year 2013 hitter.
It was about the president and the inauguration, so I decided to sing along with my pre-recorded track.
Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes. We have to have more gun control in this country.
Notre Dame says Tao has told them he's been the victim of a hoax perpetrated by others.
A standoff is underway. A frightened five-year-old boy held hostage in an underground bunker.
About half the lights at the Superdome went out. That delayed the game between Baltimore and San Francisco for just over half an hour.
What the fuck, say?
Al Gore sold his cable network to Al Jazeera.
The Benghazi whistleblowers testified before the House Oversight Committee.
Mounting evidence the IRS and the FEC colluding to target conservative groups.
The United States government, the most powerful country in the shutdown, not in business.
The breaking news this morning, Pope Benedict saying he will resign.
The sequester is designed to get the deficit under control.
Well, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow.
The Supreme Court struck down DOMA.
I'm a 34-year-old NBA center. I'm black and I'm gay.
Terror at the Boston Marathon.
We will find out who did this. We'll find out why they did this.
FBI officials as well as local law enforcement were able to arrest the second suspect in the Boston bombing.
Aaron Hernandez just got charged with murder.
I do not want Anthony Weiner as my mayor. I want Carlos Danger.
Finally, a name. Prince George Alexander Louis of Cambridge.
The baby of Kanye and Kim finally has a name, and it's North.
The Red Sox are world champions.
This is white smoke rising. There is a new pope.
Not a clue that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will.
If you're out there, please pick up that stone and throw it so hard in my head that it kills me.
The so-called Dr. Kermit Gosnell is accused of 8 murders.
Knock, knock. Who's there? George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman. Who? All right, good. You're on the jury.
Stop. We, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Twerking.
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 You know, it's a little bit like the World Wrestling Federation. Wrestling matches where it's all rigged. The outcome is predetermined. They know in advance who's going to win and lose, and it's all for show.
Do you have that Obamacare?
Why didn't you sign up? It was too complicated to figure out.
We fumbled the rollout on this healthcare law.
We will have it fully functioning by the end of November.
What we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law was passed.
No. What you said was you can keep it.
The crack-smoking mayor of Toronto,
Rob Ford.
I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home.
You stick classic.
Walter White is dead. Jesse is free. And it's all over just like that.
Oh, my God!
Davis is going to run it all the way back! Auburn's going to win the football game!
My country is being tested by this hellstorm called Super Typhoon Haiyan.
A historic season for UCF, who now try to stop Baylor in the Fiesta Bowl.
Selfie is the word of the year.
The sign language interpreter at Nelson Mandela's memorial service has been accused of being a fake.
A&E has suspended Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson for his views on gays.
All he did was state his beliefs.
That was Phil being Phil.
His Duck Dynasty star offered a sincere apology.
Happy, happy, happy.
Roger Ebert.
Margaret Thatcher has died at the age of 87.
James Gandolfini died of an apparent heart attack.
The shocking death of actor Paul Walker in a car crash.
Our beloved Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela has departed.
I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
Excellent, excellent. You're
incredible.
Review, audio, excellent
incredible
job.
Yeah,
I'm happy, happy, happy with that.
Only, I was questioning the guys. The only thing I didn't get was talking about Nelson Mandela. What's a fike?
A fike?
The interpreter's a fike.
He's a fike.
Fike. On that now, Mike.
Well, once again, excellent job, Johnny. I mean, you hit all the ones. You even hit some I'd forgotten about in there. And the one with the Zimmerman, the knock-knock joke, that is just so classic.
I mean, Johnny Baseball, way to go.
In a way, it says something about the whole thing from start to finish, doesn't it? I mean, it sums it all up. I hate to laugh when I say that.
Well, I love the part where John Stewart tears apart this notion of, you said you could keep it. Period.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dennis said that I had to put that in there, but then he's like, well, actually, the quote was from a couple years ago, and then I found that clip, and it just tied
That's
in
fine.
What Obama said this year to Stewart this year. It was perfect. Money.
Excellent work. Excellent work. I know that's tedious work. I could never do that. It's so tedious to do put something like that together. And you just did an excellent job of it.
Some people do needlework. Johnny a nerd.
People have their own skills. Some people do needlework. Some people do crossword puzzles. Johnny puts together audio like no one else.
He sure enough
does. And that's my fun.
All right. And I, of course, want to thank Nick LoCicero for playing it for us in there. He's guiding us through the ether tonight on the bridge. And, of course, we are in good hands with him. And you folks are in good hands with us for the next 45 minutes or so until we get to 6 o'clock. And we're going to leave you until next year. And that's right. We'll take tomorrow night off. We will be back Thursday. But once again, we hope that you will have a wonderful new year and bring it in safely and soundly.
So, Chris, we're in good hands with Nick LoCicero, right? So his new name's going to be Allstate? Yeah, that's Allstate behind the glass, handling the booth. We are the American Adversaries. The end of this year is coming very, very quickly.
And you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my two-day booty.
All right, folks, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time on News Talk 660.
Where we know the difference between tootie and fruity.
I hope somebody does. All right, we are live for the next, until 6 o'clock, and then Gary Kaltbaum is going to take you. He's going to give his last year-end market review, and then it'll be Hugh Hewitt after that. So please stick around, and 407-774-8255 is the number, and I tell you what, let's put that number to work right now. Let's go ahead. I'm going to give away two four-passes, all right? In other words, these passes are for up to four people, all right, to the first two callers at that number, 407-774-8255. These are for the Repertory Theater down there in Lock Haven Park, and they're good for the rest of the season. And I believe Rudolph is playing maybe for another weekend, but there's going to be other plays that start right. There's another one that comes in right behind this.
Does the season go till June?
Yeah, it goes right through the spring. So we'll see if we can pull up and see what the next play is. But these are good till the end of the season. Four packs to the first two callers, 407-774-8255. Okay, that was the year end. Any particular story that jumped out at you guys that you want to say something about before we begin to look at next year?
From this past year?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going with everybody who says, I've about had it with 2013. You know, I mean, you listen to Johnny's review, and a lot of fun, interesting stories happened. But I've gotten to the end of this year, and I'm just ready to move on to the future.
Okay.
I'm ready to predict.
All right, Johnny, real quickly, Johnny's just pulled up the schedule here. Rudolph just ended,
yeah, on the 29th.
Okay, but there's another play that comes up. It starts in January here.
Yeah, waiting for that to
refresh,
pop up.
Okay. Refresh.
We're predicting the future.
The dance of the winter hamster.
As I said, though, there's several plays left in the season, and these tickets are good till the end of the season.
Well, Chris, to your point, to me personally, I think of all the things, the Zimmerman trial, everything, I think the number one thing about that's going to be tied to 2013 is the rollout of Obamacare. Whether you liked it or whether you didn't, just the whole concept and the whole action itself.
Yeah.
Paul Harvey, when he was on the air.
Poisoned 2013.
Paul Harvey would talk about all kinds of things, but he liked to use a phrase, today's story of most lasting significance. In other words, the one that will echo into the future more than any other, I think might be the NSA scandal. Because that goes right to our civil liberties. Obamacare is a nuisance, it's a burden, and hopefully we can get ourselves out from under it. But this violation of our freedoms by the NSA, both by this administration and the one before it, to me, that's an important story.
Well, okay, so we got a bunch of them coming up next, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can take your pick. We've got Pipsqueak, an anti-bullying magic show in January, then The Magical Adventures of Merlin in Busy Town. So, I mean, there's quite a bunch. If you want to win these tickets and then go to OrlandoRep.com, you can take a look and see what kind of great shows are coming up.
Matter of fact, there are six the sixth place, and they run through May 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so right until the summer. Well, I think you guys just hit on the two stories, both of them in particular, as a 1-2 punch combined, may be a turning point in the way, in particular, young people look at government. Because up until now, young people in particular have been inundated, not like any other generations prior to them. I'm talking about kids in middle and high school, with liberalism, right? From the cradle.
Pre-K, yeah.
Yeah, and now they are seeing in a harsh light the realities of what they were told was going to be good and benevolent and all of that. You have an agency that's spying on you. They don't like that. Even though it's a generation that puts all their information out on Facebook, they don't like to be spied on.
They don't mind putting it out there. They do mind people pulling it from them.
That's right. And also, of course, the Obamacare thing. And real quickly, okay, so we still have we have another pack of tickets left. Congratulations to Chris from Orlando. He won one of the four packs to the Repertory Theater. We still have another one if you'd like to get it. 407-774-8255 is the number. Yeah. I think that both those stories are going to have a resounding effect going forward.
Well, I have to agree with your point, you know, about the youth. And isn't it ironic what's going to be coming up in the next election, maybe the next two elections, with the youth in this country is they're going to want change. They're going to want change.
And a little bit of hope for the future as well.
But that's what I mean. That's what they're going to want.
Two things will happen, I think. There'll be a huge chunk of youngsters under 25 who might have voted for Obama once, maybe twice, who will deliberately vote Republican because they saw the error of their own ways. There'll be another, maybe a bigger chunk than that, who will opt out entirely.
Yes.
And say, you know what? They both stink. I'm not voting for either one.
Yes, I can see that. That's what I see more of.
Well, at this point, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Addition by subtraction.
Exactly. You know, our founding fathers, you know, restricted the privilege. The privilege. It's not a right. It's really a privilege to vote. In this country, we treat it as a right, but when you think about it, it's really a privilege.
It was originally just given to people who own land.
To property owners, exactly, because they knew that people who didn't own property would team up against those who did.
They had no skin in the game. They had no to lose.
To your point, too, guys, is if this comes down to an election with Hillary for the presidency, if the economy still goes south, will she get, how much of the black vote will she get?
She won't get nearly as
many. That's not as much as Obama.
She'll get a high percentage, probably not as high as
compared
10.
To any Republican. But
how many are
going to
stay home?
But in numbers, exactly. That's what you're talking about in terms of numbers. The point, by the way, there's a soundbiterx.com posted a story today that appeared in the Washington Post that predicts, and basically I'm leaning this way too, that she probably won't even run in the end because she's going to find that she can't get away from Benghazi in spite of what the New York Times is trying to do for her.
That's
she
one can't, prediction I get to cross out there. Thanks, Chris.
She,
do that.
She can't get away from Obamacare. That is going to stick to her, too. And the whole Obama administration. Every Democrat is going to have to come up with some sort of explanation for the Obama administration. It's kind of like poetic justice. It's like McCain and the Republicans in 08, how they ran away from George Bush. It's going to be the same thing with Barack Obama. You mark my words, in 2016.
There are a lot of Republican strategists who are giving Republican congressional candidates the advice, just run commercials about Obamacare and then say, blank, 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 fill in the blank of your Democratic opponent. This was your fault, and that's all. Yeah. And that might be enough to win several elections back.
Yeah, well, of course, Republicans have the problem that they face so constantly, and that is that they form these circular firing squads before they ever
That's what I'm afraid of.
Your F-troop.
The F-troop, before they ever get to fighting the Democrats. They've already beaten themselves silly amongst themselves. But that be as it may, that's the beast we have to deal with. Well, I sort of jumped you there on one prediction. Give us another.
Well, I was going to say Hillary will decide to not run in 2016 in order to spend more time with Oh, shut up.
What's her name? Huma
Abedin.
Huma Abedin.
Right. They're going to be sailing they'll sail a catamaran around the world.
Yeah, Huma Abedin Wiener.
Yeah, I got a couple.
By the way, I predict she's probably, I don't know if that this year or next, but I predict she's going to do the same thing that Elliot Spitzer's wife just did to him.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Divorced him.
Okay, yeah, she may just give up Wiener entirely. She might. We'll see.
For Hillary, she'll do anything.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, on to some quickie predictions.
Please.
You ready? I know Johnny's a big Peyton Manning fan, so he's not going to like this. I'm shielding myself from what he's
going to Did we talk about this the other day?
San Diego, 24. Denver. I'm sorry, San Diego. Seattle, 24. Denver, 20 in the Super Bowl. That's
we did talk about this.
Okay.
You're smoking crack.
In March in New York City.
He's been hanging out in Toronto.
In March in New York City at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, 36 drunken Irishmen will mistakenly marry each other. As a result, they're going to be forced to leave the Catholic Church and become Mormons. Okay?
Not related to you, right?
No. By August 15th, Iran will announce completion of missile-grade nuclear capabilities. Over Labor Day weekend, that nuclear facility will suffer an accident, air quotes. Israel will be seen standing in the corner, looking up in the air and whistling innocently.
Yeah, rubbing their toe in the dirt.
And by June, a heretofore unnoticed star will rise in the Republican presidential race. By November, his or her star will have burnt out. That's this year, not next year. This coming year, 2014. It's early, but it's going to happen. And
so we're getting the flash in the pan away, out of the way early.
Yep. And the Republicans are going to add 5 seats in the House. No big deal. They will get to 51 in the Senate. However, between Election Day and Inauguration Day, Susan Collins, who will have earned her 4th term as senator, will decide she's going to switch to independent and caucus with the Democrats. Thereby, who runs the Senate? Uncle Joe Biden! No. Crazy Joe! A
couple of those predictions scare me to the bone.
Yeah, well, I see the future, and sometimes I'm right.
Well, that's why you're Nostradamus. He predicts the past. He predicts the present. What happens in the future?
Folks, you got a prediction.
I ain't putting my money on it, but I hope it's not true, folks. American adversaries are joining you for another half hour.
Orlando's intelligent, conservative voice. News Talk 660.
With SRN News.
Hey, Brian Blair, one of the killer bees. If you don't want to get stung by liberal lies, listen for the truth. I'm the American adversaries, the tag team champions of political professional wrestling on Orlando's AM 660 WORL.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You are listening to the American Adversaries last show of 2013.
Oh,
wow. And we think our show goes quick. Man, this year has gone just flown by. Here we are in studio. We have Allstate behind the glass. Sorry.
You're
that
good
nickname
hands.
just stuck. Nostradamus, Lair Adams, Johnny Guns, most of the Sunday night crew, and of course our fearless leader, Christopher Hart.
All right. Thank you there, Johnny Guns. We appreciate it. And appreciate you folks for being out there. 407-774-8255 is the number. Nostradamus.
Yeah, I forgot one prediction that I was talking to Nick at the break. Emma Thompson and Tom Hanks both win Oscars. I think so.
Well, speaking of that, you and Larry are big movie goers. What was the best and the worst movies this year?
The best
I don't go to movies anymore.
Was Saving Mr. Banks. Now, I only just saw that a couple days ago.
That's the one about Walt Disney.
Right, about the making of the movie Mary Poppins.
Okay, right.
Like I say, from the trailers, his portrayal of Walt Disney didn't wow me, so I have to give him the credit. I'll see the film. And
so what do you like?
I didn't see very many movies this year. I was disappointed in the Hobbit sequel.
Johnny, you saw 4 movies this year, right?
Breitbart. Killing Breitbart.
There you go.
It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys said what you thought was the worst one during the break, I think.
Yeah, I would have to admit The Lone Ranger, Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gotten panned, yeah.
Jack Sparrow on a horse.
Yeah.
This doesn't work.
Or part of a horse.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about the Tonto in the TV series is he was subtle.
He was a real Indian.
Right.
Yeah, well, now that too, yeah. But I mean, he didn't... Jack Sparrow...
He was a slapstick.
Right. Jack Sparrow tends to... more or less overshadow, if you will. And
Johnny Depp is a little over the top of that.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, all right. Welcome back to the show. As I said, We'll be here until 6 o'clock, and then we're out of here until Thursday. So hopefully you folks have got a great New Year's lined up, even if it's just sitting home, maybe even going to bed early.
Oh, I ignited a firestorm.
Oh, okay. It looks like we got a comment about the movie Hobbit. Hey, Rick, thanks for calling. We appreciate you being out there.
Happy New Year, guys.
Thanks, same to you.
Okay, come on, Lair.
It was good. It was good.
The Empire Strikes Back or the second Star Wars movie. It's the one that sets up the last one.
Oh, I understand that, but the second part of the trilogy I enjoy just fine. This one, and again, I loved it, but there were so many added parts. I understand they have to stretch this thing into three movies, and there's so many added parts. I'm thinking, I don't remember that, you know. So
I'm thinking the same thing. There's a lot of embellishments, but the basic story is true to the book.
Yeah, I'll give it that. I'll give it that.
Things in order to fill time, plus the special effects are awesome. But
yeah, absolutely.
The thing that bothered me is that there wasn't the riddle game with Smog.
Okay. One thing, yes. Rick, that I didn't like about the movie, I liked the movie, but it ended, and I said, now we have to wait for the next one? No! It ended so suddenly, and you know there's another one coming, but that kind of
I knew there was another one coming, but they did the same thing with The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, if you look at it that way, but this one was much more abrupt.
Now, when you saw, did you see it in 3D?
No.
Okay,
no.
I didn't. I saw the first one in 3D, and I didn't care for it. Neither did my family. And when I bought it on Blu-ray, which was wonderful. And this time, I went for the regular one. So
I don't know that you need to see a movie like that in 3D.
To me, it didn't do anything for me. Well, Rick, I appreciate that. You're right. It just was a. But anyway, I loved it. I'll own it.
All right, Rick, thanks for being
Happy
out
New
there.
Happy New Year, bud.
Hey, Rick, do you have any predictions for next year?
No, he dropped.
Oh, okay. All right. That's okay.
No, I'm here.
Oh,
yeah,
there. We didn't kill him.
The prediction is that Obama's approval rating will continue on its downward slide until he makes George Bush look like Ronald Reagan.
You can't go below zero. Wow.
He's already well on his way to doing that.
Yeah,
thank
he's in the high 30s now.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rick. We appreciate you being out there. God bless you and Happy New Year.
Does anybody have any predictions they're willing to make on the economy?
I think it'll bounce along. Basically, what it's doing now, between 2% and 3% GDP,
and getting a tiny bit better every month.
They're bragging like that's amazing.
Right.
Yes.
Because that's what we're used to. We're used to a sucky economy. So we've been in it so long. A lot of people have such short memories, they don't know any better.
And a lot of people have been holding back on things that they didn't want to do that now they have to do. Buy a new car, fix the house, things that you just can't
market.
Keep putting off.
Oh, our savings and our 401ks are so big now, they're swollen up. We can go ahead and splurge.
Yeah, it's interesting that the stock market has done so well while the rest of the economy has just been puttering along. Of course, a lot of that has to do with the Fed and the QE programs where they're
printing of money.
Basically, they're interjecting money into the system, injecting money into the system.
But you've heard what Gary Kolbaum says about that. The stock market is never going to go down again, ever. And he says that tongue-in-cheek because we're printing $75 billion a month.
Yeah, we just dropped it. We're printing 85, and now we dropped it to 75.
But there's the... And in terms of, there was something, there's an article in Wall Street Journal I wanted to talk about, but I'll do that later in the week, talking about how Barack Obama has an envy problem. No, not that kind
not
of
that
envy
kind of
problem.
An envy,
no, it's an envy problem. Okay, his whole thing about inequality, income and wealth inequality, is all about envy. All right.
Yeah, that's your point.
You know, envy one another because somebody has more than us or something like that. But it turns out, and this has to do a verification of what we were talking about yesterday, and that is that under the Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush years, we had unprecedented economic growth for all parts of all segments of the economy. And just because the poor people didn't become rich people doesn't mean that the poor people aren't one whole heck of a lot better off than they were, which they are. And so what Obama, his idea is that the wealthy are getting wealthier, taking it away from the poor. And that's not true because the poor are gaining also. The wealthy are getting wealthier because they have more to work with. It's like they have a bigger field to plant in.
The bottom fifth today, 40 years ago, would be just around middle class.
That's right. And so everybody has been coming up until Barack Obama became
yep.
president. And then the trends begin to reverse. Here's the guy who wants to do what has been already being done under Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush. He changed it. And now it's getting the opposite.
And using what? What the article said, envy.
Well, that's part of it.
I mean, who's the most divisive president to come along in any of our lifetimes?
Yeah, and it's all
the guy that was going to bring everyone together.
It's all part of the class warfare thing that we're going to be hearing a whole lot more about in 2014. So we'll have a lot of time to talk about that. There's no question about that. But, hey, Nostradamus, there's a couple of stories yet this year that I wanted to cover. MSNBC, you know, the A&E Duck Dynasty scandal has come and gone. Now MSNBC has stepped in it. One of their hosts.
Oh, sorry, Chris.
That's all right.
I threw my pin at him, but it wasn't on purpose. I was getting ready to throw it for a good purpose.
That's mightier than the sword.
I know.
Anyway, give us the specifics, please.
Yeah, if you guys know Melissa Harris Perry.
No.
Wearing feminine products as earrings on the air is now the second stupidest thing she's done.
Yeah, I'm sorry, feminine products.
She's
there's the picture.
She's a black girl. She started out on Saturday mornings.
OMG.
Yes.
Yeah, she started out on Saturday mornings.
You can say the word that's hanging off her ears. It's
feminine care products. That's all. That's all we need to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's not what she's in trouble for.
No. This time, the more stupider thing she's done now was to ridicule Mitt Romney for having an adopted black grandchild. Her phrase was, "Well, she was singing the Sesame Street song. One of these things is not like the other." When they showed a montage of him with his kids and all of his grandkids,
yeah, it was a family portrait, and in the family portrait is this child who is black, who they one of his sons, I believe, adopted
a black,
yeah,
black baby, yes,
exactly. So they were making fun of that,
and one of the panelists, Dean Obadala. That's his name,
yep.
I think, attacked the child as a token and said, "I think this picture's great. It really sums up the diversity of the Republican Party, the RNC. At the convention, they find the one black person."
Well, I tell you what, if there's any tokens around, it's the likes of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, who Sharpton himself is on MSNBC, and they haul him out anytime that they want, you know, that token point of view. But one of the reasons why I wanted Nostradamus to bring the story up, by the way, she's apologizing today, evidently, on her Twitter feed or whatever. Johnny, you want to read her apology?
Oh, that'll make it all better.
Yeah, her Twitter feed from earlier this morning. "I am sorry without reservation or qualification. I apologize to the Romney family."
Well, at least she did that right. But she stuck her foot in her mouth to get to that point. But it puts on display. I think 2013, and you guys talked about NSA and Obamacare, and then you have this. 2013, if we were to label it, I think, would go down as the year where the liberals' disguise came off.
Yep.
All right.
The sheep's clothing fell off.
They are now exposed as the hateful, spiteful, sorry SOBs that they are. For everyone, it is clear to see, and it is also clear to see that they are incompetent as all get out. Okay, it looks like Rick's back with us, who wants to make a comment about Melissa Harris-Perry.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Melissa Harris-Perry, apparently the super absorbent earrings that she wore sucked out anything that was between them.
Between the ears,
that could
yeah.
be.
I think you're absolutely
and remember,
right.
Remember, those who can do, those who can't teach. Those who can't teach end up as hosts on MSNBC or in Congress.
Well put. Well put, Rick. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. Certainly, she wasn't using whatever she has in between her ears to be so callous. But that's really, as I said, it simply exposes them for what they really are.
And that's fine, you know? The left would love to shut the right up when they say things they disagree with.
You're missing it.
I want to hear the left say as much as they can. Tell us what you believe.
Absolutely.
I don't want to shut them up.
You're missing something glaring here. This woman went on national TV with tampons hanging off her ears.
Yeah, well, at least...
I mean, now, what... in their right mind, you're talking about in their right mind. Nobody is in their right mind. I can't imagine MSNBC or anybody, unless she's making some statement... which I'm assuming she is.
At least they were sanitized for her protection. That's all.
Oh.
And we have a picture of right there.
Sanitize MSNBC. But no, actually, you know, they are doing us a favor by sitting over there running their mouths.
Yeah, keep it up.
I agree.
Keep it up.
Yep. And this is a troubling story as well. This has to do with animal rights people. And animal rights people really, they are the ones, them and the global warming crowd, those are the ones that really get my goat. And it's because I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat any meat. My philosophy is if it can look at you or run away from you, I don't eat it. And but I don't put that, you know, on anybody else. And if I'm out to eat dinner and other people, everybody around me is eating meat, I don't care. That's them. This is me. But unfortunately, the animal rights, other animal rights people aren't quite the same.
This story is from DailyBeast.com, and it's about 25-year-old veterinary student Katerina Simonson. She's living in Padua, Italy. And she suffers from a rare genetic disease. It's a pulmonary disease that requires her to use breathing tubes and experimental medication to thin the mucus in her lungs in order to breathe. Doctors told her at 18 she was not going to be cured, but...
It sounds kind of like... What was that disease that Coach Brian Hill's daughter had, that lung disease?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the actual name, but
okay.
It could be the same,
Yeah. Could
be similar.
Yeah.
But at 18, they said, you know, you're not going to survive. She's now 25, and she tweeted, she Facebooked, I am 25 thanks to genuine research that includes experiments on animals. Without research, I would have been dead at 9. You have gifted me a future. And, oh, my goodness, since then she's gotten 500 posts that are negative, among the thousands of supportive posts, and 30 death threats. 25-year-old woman on the verge of death getting death threats because she appreciates the facts that animal treatments help provide the medicine that is saving her right now.
Those dangerous radical liberals.
Yeah. Once again, it exposes them. Now, this type of story here is not new, but nonetheless, it exposes where the liberal mindset is. I believe one of the quotes was, I would rather have my goldfish alive than you, or something like that. Is that the quote you have in there?
Yeah. I'm looking through them all. I don't want to read most of them.
Yeah. But it's hateful. I mean, and these are the people, the reason they don't want you to eat animals is so you will respect life.
But not human life.
Huh? Yeah. That's the whole...
All right. Yeah, they're all the pro-abortionists.
All right. All right, we're going to go ahead and take the break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Rose Bowl Parade and some interesting things that will be happening in it tomorrow.
It's pageantry!
I can't even get away from this in the Rose Bowl Parade. All right, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Is heating up. You're listening to The American Adversaries on 660 WORL, if you can take it.
All right, welcome back for the last time for 2013, folks. And we got about 5 minutes of airtime. Then we're going to leave you with one more review of the year as put together by Johnny Guns and Audio Clips. So we'll take it from there. By the way, I just got this from Rick, who called earlier. He said that he marched in the Rose Bowl Parade in his high school marching band in 1971.
Nice.
Well, Rick, if you were to be marching in the Rose Bowl Parade tomorrow, you might want to be extra careful where you were stepping. Because in tomorrow's parade, there's a couple of controversial floats. There's the gays, and then there's meatball. So I'll let Dennis tell you about the gays, then I'll tell you about Meatball.
Oh, can't wait for that.
Meatball, who's saying 2 out of 3? No, that's Meatball.
By the way, Justice Sonia Sotomayor is going to push the button on the...
To drop the ball.
Yeah. I wanted to do that.
Well, two of the folks who are in a float on the parade, two guys named Danny LeClaire and Aubrey Lutz, decided they want to get married and say, I do, on a cake-shaped float in the parade, sponsored by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, and the float's entitled... Living the dream, love is the best protection.
Ew.
Well, some people like this, some people don't. They have a Facebook page calling for them to boycott the parade. They have another Facebook page encouraging people to watch the parade. Just a note, gay marriage is still illegal in over 30 states, not California, though. So
actually, in California is where the people voted for it not to be legal, and the court
was overturned.
Yes.
Right.
If you remember, and the Supreme Court upheld that.
Who cares what the majority wants?
Right, exactly.
Now you got to tell us about Meatball, though.
Well, we're not finished talking about that, are we?
No.
How are they going to do this? Are they going to say, I do, when they go in front of the TV?
As they pass the viewing stand, they plan to have, I guess they're getting a justice of the peace or something out there with them. And they're going to say their I do's.
Well, you know, the floats have to be adorned with roses, hence the Rose Bowl parade, right?
A million roses in the parade each year.
Yeah, a total amount. So are they going to be wearing roses?
I don't know.
At least maybe one on each of their lapels, or how do they? Never mind.
It says that this foundation's float will be one of the last in Wednesday's parade. So if you want to tune in for the first half of the parade, and then maybe...
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to go to the parade...
Find something else to watch.
Yeah, well, this actually ties into something that also happened in 2013. The Boy Scouts started accepting gay members. Yeah. And
that actually starts tomorrow.
But their memberships have dropped. Their donations have dropped tremendously.
And there's even been other organizations created.
People are flocking to them.
Our good friend John Stemberger has created the main one to oppose them. All right, I guess I'll have to tell you about Meatball now.
Meatball.
All right, well, you know how we're having bears sightings around here? Maybe
one way to get them all.
This is happening all over the country. The bears are doing what they're doing here all over the country. It's always been a serious problem in Alaska, but now it's in the lower 48 states as well. And guess what? Even in California, in Glendale, California, 8-year-old Glenn Berrien, better known as Meatball, who is an 8-year-old 300-pound black bear, has been caught rummaging through the trash in Glendale, California. He was caught a couple of times and re-released. Finally, they caught him a third time, and this time, instead of releasing him again, they took him to an animal shelter in Southern California there. And the name of the animal shelter is the Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
Oh, my.
It's a 94-acre nonprofit sanctuary that houses 53 animals of 17 species, including three snakes.
And scarecrows are 10 men?
No, but it has lions, tigers, and bears, including now Meatball. Well, why is Meatball a controversial bear? Well, first of all, he's going to be in the Glendale float, not Meatball the actual bear. They've come up with an animatronic Meatball who's going to poke his head up and down out of a trash can.
What's the state flag of California? It's a bear on top of a red cross on a white background.
Exactly.
I thought that was a bear coming out of a garbage can.
Well, the controversy has to do with a lady who has sort of taken him under her wing and created all kinds of a Twitter account for him and all sorts of other things, wrote a book or was approaching a publisher to write a book in order to benefit the bear and the place who's keeping the bear, only to find out that the place, Lions, Tigers, and Bears, is already writing their own book. It's created a legal quagmire now. Neither side wants to give in, and poor old Meatball, he's just stuck in the middle. And by the way, he got his name Meatball because he was seen eating
meatballs.
You got it.
That's unbearable.
All right, that's going to do it for us for 2013, folks. Join us again for 2014, Lair, us, Thursday.
Happy New Year and happy Positanos.
Night, everybody.
through the Harlem
streets. It was about the president and the inauguration, so I decided to sing along with my pre-recorded track.
Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes. We have to have more gun control in this country.
Notre Dame says Tao has told them he's been the victim of a hoax perpetrated by others.
A standoff is underway. A frightened five-year-old boy held hostage in an underground bunker.
About half the lights at the Superdome went out. That delayed the game between Baltimore and San Francisco for just over half an hour.
What the fuck, say?
Al Gore's hold his cable network to Al Jazeera.
The Benghazi whistleblowers testified before the House Oversight Committee.
Mounting evidence the IRS and the FEC colluding to target conservative groups.
The United States government, the most powerful country in the shutdown, not in business.
The breaking news this morning, Pope Benedict saying he will resign.
The sequester is designed to get the deficit under control.
Well, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman. Wow.
The Supreme Court struck down DOMA.
I'm a 34-year-old NBA center. I'm black, and I'm gay.
Terror at the Boston Marathon.
We will find out who did this. We'll find out why they did this.
FBI officials as well as local law enforcement were able to arrest the second suspect in the Boston bombing.
Aaron Hernandez just got charged with murder.
I do not want Anthony Weiner as my mayor. I want Carlos Danger.
Finally, a name. Prince George Alexander Louis of Cambridge.
The baby of Kanye and Kim finally has a name, and it's North.
The Red Sox are world champions.
This is white smoke rising. There is a new pope.
Not a clue that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will.
If you're out there, please pick up that stone and throw it so hard in my head that it kills me.
The so-called Dr. Kermit Gosnell is accused of 8 murders.
Knock, knock. Who's there? George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman. Who? All right, good. You're on the jury.
Stop.
I'm Rieger.
We, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Twerking.
Twerking.
Twerking. Twerking.
Twerking.
You know, it's a little bit like the World Wrestling Federation. Wrestling matches where it's all rigged. The outcome is predetermined. They know in advance who's going to win and lose, and it's all for show.
Hey, do you have that Obamacare?
Why didn't you sign up? It was too complicated to figure out.
We fumbled the rollout on this health care.
We will have it fully functioning by the end of November.
What we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law's passed.
No, 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 no. What you said was you can keep it. Period.
The crack-smoking mayor of Toronto.
Rob Ford.
I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to be at home.
You stick classy.
Walter White is dead. Jesse is free. And it's all over just like that.
Oh, my God! Harris is going to run it all the way back! Auburn's going to win the football game!
My country is being tested by this hellstorm called Super Typhoon Haiyan.
A historic season for UCF, who now try to stop Baylor in the Fiesta Bowl.
Selfie is the word of the year.
The sign language interpreter at Nelson Mandela's memorial service has been accused of being a fake.
A&E has suspended Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson for his views on gays.
All he did was state his beliefs.
That was Phil being Phil.
His Duck Dynasty star offered a sincere apology. Happy, happy, happy.
Roger Ebert.
Margaret Thatcher has died at the age of 87.
James Gandolfini died of an apparent heart attack.
The shocking death of actor Paul Walker in a car crash.
Our beloved Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela has departed.
I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
News Talk 660 WORL. Altamont Springs, Orlando. 660 WORL.com. Division of Salem Communications. On the NASDAQ as SAM.